Jones post-game, he came up with two great big goals, or two key goals late in the fourth quarter, but overall it was a great team effort late in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was, it's a game of runs, and you know, it was good to be on the other side of that tonight, and you know, we had a lot of momentum with our, you know, goaltender Dill Ward coming in, stepping up big, and you know, those saves make a big difference that I don't know if my fans realize every stop he makes, it gives our offense a chance to put the ball in the back of the net, and you know, tonight we were able to do that late in the game.
Now, you talk about pressure for a young goaltender, a rookie goaltender coming in relief and then eventually picking up the win.
Yeah, I played with Dylan for a few years there in Orangeville, and you know, I don't know what goes through his head. He's a goalie, but he definitely knows how to play under pressure. He's won three Minto Cups in Orangeville, so you know, for me personally, I have a lot of confidence with him in the net, and you know, and no slight against Ty Belanger. I didn't think he played bad. I think that we had a couple letdowns on defense, and they capitalized. So, you know, we're pretty confident in both goalies right now.
You guys came up a little short after that major power play. Nothing came of it. They went on a major run to go into the half. But you guys, you guys came running back. Did anything change in terms of discussion in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year we had a five-minute power play against Calgary in our first playoff game, and we didn't capitalize, and that seemed to be the turning point in the game. So today, when we didn't capitalize again, we kind of looked at each other and said, what are we going to do differently than we did last year against Calgary? And, you know, Drew Westervelt stepped up. He said, you know, let's just cycle the ball, pick hard, and create space for everyone else, and just, you know, play simple. And that's the best way to, you know, prevent runs.
I'm actually doing a feature article in a little bit about you and Grant's father. They played on the 1978 World Championships together. Just comment about that real quick.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. My dad and his dad used to play back in the day, and I sit beside Junior in the locker room. So every now and then we kind of look at each other and wonder if what we're doing right now is kind of what they did back when they played together. So it's definitely a, you know, pretty cool feeling.
So did you guys know right away when you guys became teammates, or just kind of something that just kind of coincidentally came over in discussion later on?
Well, I mean, I didn't find out. I don't think my dad told me he even played on that team until I was like 18 years old. He kind of kept it from me, but I think I knew. I don't think Junior knew until a couple of years later.
And how often does his dad bring it up with you?
I don't know. I think there's something written in an article recently, and he said, oh, they do know that. So. My dad doesn't really talk about himself very often, so for him to say that was pretty cool.
And just in your opinion, how do you think you fill his shoes in terms of legacy?
I don't know. I didn't really. I haven't watched any film on him. He didn't say much, so yeah, I know he was more of a two-way player. I think he played long pole for Team Canada, and I think me and him played two different positions. So, but he's not shy to give me a couple tips before each game. Still gives me a call and gives me one thing to work on per game. So he's still involved.
Between this week and last week, what kind of changes did you guys make in the locker room and on the field?
I know offensively, I'm not sure exactly what we did defensively to change. I think we just, you know, made smarter passes and took care of the ball. But you know, offensively, I think you know, we got trapped with the ball in one person's stick often, and that was everybody. You know, our passes were a lot quicker tonight, and you know, we have plays on opposite sides of the floor, and I don't think we were aware of what was going on the other side of the floor. And this week we kind of took time through emails and film to focus on whatever play is happening, but also knowing where the other side is. And I think we struggled with that last week.
And with teams double-teaming you and John Grant, how important is it for a guy like Sean Pollock to get his looks and score like he did tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he really stepped up big for us tonight, and a couple key goals down the stretch that we needed. But, you know, when they double Junes, we have, you know, Eddie Como's a great offensive coach, and we, you know, we game plan for that. I mean, Junior's the best player to play, and if he has the ball, he needs to get doubled, or he's going to put it in the back of the net. And obviously, Eddie's come up with some, you know, some plays to contradict their defense and hopefully find some openings in the middle.